fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African football. Uganda will host Eritrea in Thursday's final at the CECAFA Cup tournament. In semifinal results Tuesday, the Cranes of Uganda edged the Taifa Stars of Tanzania 1-0 on an 85th-minute goal by Fahad Bayo. The Red Sea Boys from Eritrea had an easier time of it, beating the defending champion Harambee Stars of Kenya 4-1. Both games were played at Startime Stadium in Kampala, which is also the venue for Thursday's final. Now, Eritrea got on the scoreboard first Tuesday in the 19th minute on an own goal by Kenya's Oscar Wamawa. Oscar would make amends in the 52nd minute by scoring Kenya's goal. Once again, Tuesday semifinal results at the 40th CECAFA Cup football tournament in Kampala. Uganda 1, Tanzania 0, and Eritrea 4, Kenya 1. Meanwhile, the draw was held Monday for the round of 16 in the UEFA Champions League, the world's premier club football competition. Let's take a look at the matchups. Reigning European champion Liverpool will return to the Madrid Stadium where it won the title June 1st. Atletico Madrid will host Liverpool in the first leg February 18th. Also in Madrid, 13-time European champion Real Madrid is at home February 26th against Manchester City. Paris Saint-Germain is matched against the German club Borussia Dortmund. In other pairings, Chelsea will face Bayern Munich. Lyon will play Juventus. Tottenham will take on Leipzig. Atalanta will meet Valencia. And Barcelona will play Napoli. The first leg matches will be played between February 18th and February 26th, with the return games March 10th to March 18th. The 2020 UEFA Champions League final will be played May 30th in Istanbul, Turkey. Elsewhere, because of conflicts with scheduling and competitions, European champion Liverpool is fielding two teams this week, as we hear now from VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. European champions Liverpool and coach Jurgen Klopp are currently in Qatar ahead of their FIFA Club World Cup semifinal match against Monterrey on Wednesday. On Tuesday, Liverpool under 23 is set to face Aston Villa for their League Cup semifinal match. So that means for 48 hours, Liverpool will be a club divided in two. Two games, two competitions on two continents in 2 days. And that calls for two managers. Enter Liverpool under 23 manager Neil Critchley. He spoke the day before the biggest match of his career and said he's honored to serve as stand-in manager to the U23s.
I'll be very proud to lead the team out tomorrow night, but you know the pride I will have will come from the players playing to what they're capable of. When you work with the players every day and you've worked with them for a number of years, when I stand on the touchline tomorrow night, I'll be immensely proud of the players who are taken to that pitch, and I hope they go and play how I know they are capable of playing.
Critchley called Tuesday's semifinal a great opportunity for his players and added he fully expects them to perform like a Liverpool team.
I don't think we can lose, really. You know, it's like we've just got to go and give everything we've got, be there for each other from the first whistle. We always try and dominate the game. We understand that's going to be extremely difficult tomorrow night. But these players, they want a tough challenge. They need tough challenges. The next step that they're trying to make in their career is the toughest. Stats will show you that. And I hope that, I say, they go and prove to everyone watching tomorrow night what they're capable of.
And Critchley says he's sure among those people watching will be Jurgen Klopp.
I'm sure he'll be in touch with us, yeah, yeah. You know, he takes great interest in our young players. I'm very fortunate that I can come down to Melwood whenever I can. I have access to come and speak to him and train, watch the training. He's fully aware of all our young players and who they are, and he asks me questions about them constantly, so I'm sure he'll be watching the game with great interest.
It's been reported that Jurgen Klopp and the entire Liverpool team will be watching from their hotel in Doha. And it's been announced that Klopp has agreed to watch the Reds very closely for the next 4 years. Last Friday, Klopp signed a 2-year extension to his contract until 2024, making his tenure with Liverpool his longest at any club.
I think 4.5 years from now on is sounds like forever in football. That's how it is. It would be then 9 years. It would be the longest spell I've ever been in the club. Yes, I'm just looking forward to it. And one reason for this contract extension was that we don't speak about it anymore, because that's very important. And today, of course, I understand the questions. But for the next 3.5 years, at least, I would say, nobody has to talk about it. And we will see what happens. So the plan is to make it the best time of our life. It was not too bad until now, but we have the feeling that it could not be even better. So let's try to make really the best time of our lives of it, and enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey.
And it has been a journey. Last season under Klopp, Liverpool clinched their 6th Champions League title and came just 1 point shy of their first ever title in the Premier League. This season, they were undefeated in their first 16 games, and they currently sit at the top of Premier League standings with a 10-point lead over second place Leicester City. As Champions League title holders, Liverpool received automatic entry into the semifinals in Qatar. And if the Reds win their match on Wednesday, they will advance to the finals with the hope of claiming their first FIFA Club World Cup title. And they are the odds-on favorites to win the trophy. Stay tuned, sports fans. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In an English Premier League result Monday, Crystal Palace drew 1-1 with Brighton in London in a match between teams in the middle of the standings. Frenchman Neil Maupé put Brighton in front 1-0 with a goal in the 54th minute. Ivorian striker Wilfried Zaha scored the equalizer for Crystal Palace in the 76th minute. It was Zaha's third goal in 5 games.
The Voice of America.
VOA. How would you rate Nigeria's wrestling performances in 2019? That's the question Iron Mike Mbonye posed to the president of the Nigerian Wrestling Federation, Daniel Igali.
I would say the year 2019 was a very good year for Nigeria wrestling. We competed at several international tournaments, Grand Prix tournaments, won 2 gold medals and 2 bronze medals in those tournaments. We dominated in Africa. Our women, for the 8th time in a row, became African champions again at the African Championships this year in Tunisia. We went to the Africa Games and dominated Africa yet again, this time not only in female wrestling, but in all the 3 styles, winning 7 gold medals. Egypt, that came second, came home with only 5 gold medals. We went to the World Championships this year, and for the 3rd time in 4 years, won the World Championship medal and qualified one of our athletes to the Olympics. Odunwoye Adekore again became a world medalist, 3rd three-time world medalist in 4 years and has qualified for the Olympics. Blessing Oburudi became narrowly the seventh position, could have ended up picking up an Olympic place, but fell one place short of Olympic positioning and was not able to make it. But we're very sure that going forward, by March next year, we'll be able to pick up another 6-7 slots to make it to the Olympics. In October, we went to the Beach Games. Nigeria went with several sports, but our wrestlers again won a silver medal and a gold medal. And that is the first time we're having a world champion in wrestling. Blessing Onyebuchi won a gold medal in beach at the Beach Festival, the World Beach Games, and Mercy Genesis won a silver medal at the World Beach Games. So in a nutshell, I think wrestling as a sport did very well for the year 2019.
How is the Wrestling Federation preparing for Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games? Any hope for Nigeria in wrestling?
For the past couple of years, we've been gearing all our preparations towards the Olympics. And I do believe that we have a couple of chances to win medals at the Olympics. But the operative word is preparations. That is, if we prepare adequately and give the athletes the opportunity to be at par with their opponents from other countries, then we will stand a chance. And preparation has to be total. It has to be all-encompassing. We have to look at all the nitty-gritties of welfare, having all the competent coaches going to all the tournaments. And once we do that, I think we're going to be fine. But I do hope that, and have every confidence that if we do the right things, that 2020 will be the year for Nigeria Wrestling Federation to win our first Olympic medal.
Aside the Olympic Games, do you have major national and international tournaments in 2020?
2020 season starts in January in Italy, where we have a ranking series tournament, and then in February we have the Africa Championships, which also doubles as our pre-qualifiers for the Olympics, and then we have the Oceania and Africa Olympic qualifying tournament in March, and that one comes up in Morocco, and then from May and June we have quite a number of international ranking tournaments and Grand Prix tournaments that we will use to get our athletes in top shape, in addition to camps that they will attend. So I think 2020 is a loaded year, but we have to be very strategic and smart in the way we prepare.
That's Daniel Igali, the president of the Nigerian Wrestling Federation, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Yanagwa, Nigeria.
Hi, my name is Daniel Igali, president of the Nigeria Wrestling Federation, world and Olympic champion. I want to say big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
In National Basketball Association action Monday night, the Dallas Mavericks defeated the host Milwaukee Bucks to snap the NBA's longest winning streak this season. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Bucks' 18-game winning streak came to an end as the Mavericks beat the Bucks 120-116. Kristaps Porzingis and Seth Curry each scored 26 for the Mavs. The two stepped up in the absence of the injured star guard Luka Doncic. Porzingis says they were not intimidated by the Bucks' winning streak.
We're a team that we have high expectations and high goals for ourselves. You know, we want to try to win every game. That's how we feel, and that's the confidence we have in ourselves. So, one of the best teams in the league right there. Played our game, played hard, and were able to get the win.
The Mavs led by 16 in the first half. The Bucks made a few runs. They trailed by 2 at one point in the third quarter, but the Mavs carried a 10-point lead into the fourth. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 48 in the Bucks' loss, their first since November 8th at Utah. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. That 18-game winning streak was Milwaukee's longest since a franchise record 20 consecutive victories by the 1970-1971 championship team that featured Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then known as Lew Alcindor, and Oscar Robertson. In Toronto, Canada, the reigning NBA champion Toronto Raptors topped the Cleveland Cavaliers 133-113 for their 18th win of the season against 8 losses. Cameroonian forward Pascal Siakam had a game-high 33 points for the Raptors. Siakam was named the NBA's most improved player last season when he helped Toronto win its first NBA title. It also marked the first time a team based outside the United States won the NBA championship. And just ahead, in a sunny side of sports highlight for 2019, my VOA colleague Steve Miller looks back on Toronto's triumph in June. They're playing basketball.
We love that basketball. The National Basketball Association has a new champion. Aesthetic fans gathered at Jurassic Park after the Toronto Raptors' first NBA championship. When the final buzzer sounded, jubilant Raptors fans flooded the streets of downtown Toronto for a night of celebration not seen in the city since Major League Baseball's Toronto Blue Jays won a World Series title in 1993. With a nation hanging on every shot, Canada's only NBA team put the finishing touches on a remarkable 4-2 series upset that denied the Golden State Warriors a fourth championship in 5 years. The Toronto Raptors delivered Canada its first NBA title with a 114-110 victory over the two-time defending champion, Golden State Warriors. Reuters' Rory Carroll was courtside in California for the big win.
As you can hear from the Raptors, fans have crowded into Oracle Arena tonight. This is a very big deal for the Toronto fan base that has not celebrated a championship ever before. They did it behind one superstar, Kawhi Leonard, and then a team full of role players who were able to fit in perfectly, a well-orchestrated team and well-coached by Nick Nurse. Momentum in this game shifted firmly in the Raptors' direction when Warriors guard Klay Thompson succumbed to a knee injury in the third quarter. He had 30 points up to that point, but was unable to continue. From there, the Raptors just continued playing the methodical kind of basketball they've been playing all series long, moving the ball, hitting big shots, and dominating the boards with their big men down low.
As a big thanks to Reuters reporter Rory Carroll for that coverage. We also heard Rory mention that Warriors guard Klay Thompson suffered a torn anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, during the game. Thompson was attempting to score a fast break layup in the third quarter when he was fouled from behind. Now, the 29-year-old landed awkwardly and fell to the court, grabbing his left knee. Thompson was a key part of the team's championships in 2015, 2017, and 2018, was the hottest player on the court before the injury. He had to be helped off, but returned moments later to loud applause to shoot 2 free throws. Thompson then exited the game for good and was later seen on crutches. It is unclear how severe the tear is, but it could keep Thompson off the court for all of next season. Now, Thompson's injury came one game after his teammate Kevin Durant suffered an Achilles tear, and that injury is expected to keep him sidelined for all of next season. Kawhi Leonard, Toronto's forward, was named MVP of the finals. He averaged 28.5 points throughout the series. And after the win, he reflected on his trade from San Antonio late last July.
You know, just able to win this championship this year is just something special for me. Because you know how the last year everybody was looking at me. And I stayed true to myself. And I had a great support system. And once I got here to Toronto, they understood everything and the move kept moving from there.
Leonard becomes a free agent in a few weeks and can sign elsewhere, but his impact on the Canadian team helped them overcome the talented Warriors. Golden State's Steph Curry says that they are ready to reload and return to the NBA Finals.
Next season will be next season, and we'll come back with the right mentality. So it's kind of hard to talk about because it's a tough way to go out. It's tough to lose in the finals, but story's not over yet.
Now, after the win, Raptors coach Nick Nurse says his players did not fade physically, during the postseason.
It was a great group, though. They really played together. I thought they really fought hard. They were tough-minded. They didn't seem like this was wearing on them at all. 2 months of playoff basketball, they never seemed tired to me.
Warriors forward Draymond Green says they tried their best to win a third straight championship.
Everything this team has been through, I'm extremely proud of the guys. You know, the way we fought, you know, it was great. But, you know, we lost. There's no moral victories. You know, congratulations to Toronto. They played a great series, and they deserve to win.
Now, this victory, the Raptors may take Canada beyond ice hockey as their defining sport, but the Raptors just aren't a Canadian team. Serge Ibaka was born in Congo, Pascal Siakam in Cameroon, Mark Gasol in Spain, and OG Anunoby in London to Nigerian parents. But it goes beyond that with team president Masai Ujiri. He was born in London to a Nigerian father and a Kenyan mother. He grew up in Nigeria before moving to the U.S.
Thanks, Steve. That's my VOA colleague, Steve Miller. We heard from Kawhi Leonard, the 2019 NBA Finals MVP, in Steve's report. As Steve mentioned, Leonard was to become a free agent, and he did, in fact, sign with the Los Angeles Clippers after leading the Toronto Raptors to their first NBA championship. And thanks to Steve Miller for that Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2019. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to the southern U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana. That's where New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees became the National Football League's all-time leader in touchdown passes on Monday night. The AP's Denny Kapp reports from New Orleans.
Drew Brees sets the all-time mark for passing touchdowns as the Saints stomp the Colts 34-7. Brees passed Peyton Manning, throwing his record-setting 540th career touchdown toss in the third quarter. Brees finished with a passer rating of 148.9, completing 29 of his 30 passes for 307 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I just wanted us to come out and put together our best game. You know, I felt like we, offensively last week, we made strides towards that. You know, I felt like that was probably our best offensive game of the season thus far, but still felt like, you know, there was more to be had.
The Saints put up points on every drive over the first three quarters. New Orleans improves to 11-3 and moves into a four-way tie for the best record in the NFC. I'm Denny Kapp.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Still with the social media, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a nice photo by Reuters photographer Phil Noble of Mo Salah, Egypt's 2-time African Footballer of the Year, who is preparing for a semifinal match with Liverpool Wednesday at the FIFA Club World Cup in Qatar. The Reds of Liverpool will definitely be the favorites when they play the Mexican club Monterrey. Mo Salah has been in fine form lately. Over the weekend, Liverpool beat visiting Watford 2-0 with goals in each half by Mo Salah. And that wraps up the December 17th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nashwan Kali. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
get it.
It's summertime in the Southern Hemisphere, but if you're north of the equator, Border Crossings will bring you some warmth with our Psychedelic Sunshine Show. You'll hear from the best Californian musicians of the 60s, like Sonny and Cher, the Monkees, and the Beach Boys. Tune into Border Crossings on December 19th for the grooviest songs in the world, only on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, talks about the efforts and challenges to secede from Nigeria. The struggle for independence on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and thoughts. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. That's Daybreak Africa right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
The World Health Organization says the emergence and rapid growth of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, known as superbugs, are a serious worldwide health concern. Most scientists have placed the blame in the rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria on the overuse of antibiotics to treat both humans and livestock for various ailments. New research conducted by British and Spanish scientists have found evidence that cigarette smoke can cause MRSA superbug strains to become even more resistant to antibiotics. The researchers found that the cigarette smoke stresses MRSA superbugs. The stress causes the already antibiotic-resistant bacteria to send out emergency signals, which increases the rate of mutation in microbial DNA that produces robust and tenacious variants that can better resist antibiotics. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo. Go!
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be upfront with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 1730 UTC. Upfront looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, they need to have a major computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 1730 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sikus, afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.